Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, Emmanuel Faith Church. My name is Lynette Fuson, and I'm excited to share with you a little bit about how God has graciously pruned, guided, and grown our church over the last 81 years. Join me now as we take a look at His abundant grace. If you've been around Emmanuel Faith for 8 weeks or 8 decades, you have likely seen people who love Jesus, abide in His Word, and trust in His faithfulness. God has blessed us abundantly, but not without trials and pruning. In October 1939, Emmanuel Faith Community Church was established with the desire for a church where the Word would be its sole foundation. This community of believers was dealing with the aftermath of the Great Depression and the new impacts of World War II. After 5 years, our first pastor, Earl Morgan, was called away to pastor our servicemen. The pruning began, but the church stood firm on the promise that God's grace would be sufficient. Coy Merritt became our new pastor and served faithfully for 27 years. In the 1950s, theological and constitutional discussions arose, which, through much prayer, were eventually resolved and unity remained. By 1970, the church had grown such that the current property could no longer meet the congregation's needs. The decision was made to purchase new land and start building. Pastor Merritt continued to preach, counsel, and lead, but was becoming increasingly saddened by the unhealthy state of marriages, families, and individuals in the church. God was growing the church, yet many were struggling to find wholeness in Him. While on a much-needed vacation, Pastor Merritt suffered a heart attack and went home to be with the Lord. The congregation was in shock. How could God take their beloved pastor? Yet the words of 2 Corinthians 12:9 rang true. My grace is sufficient for thee. In 1972, Dr. Richard Strauss was hired as our third pastor. He moved his family across the country and proceeded to lead a grieving church. Building continued, our constitution was amended, and even a new statement of faith was approved. These all produced anxiety, long discussions, and much prayer. Yet as the pruning continued, unity prevailed as God graciously guided. I'll never forget that Sunday in 1989 when Dr. Strauss announced that he had cancer. For 17 years, Doc had taught Emmanuel Faith how to live for Jesus. And now, for the next 4 years, while enduring cancer treatment, he continued honoring God as his physical body deteriorated. Doc's death was the first of many staff members who died over the next 2 decades. More grieving, more pruning. Pastor Dennis Keating was then called to lead our church. Missionaries continued to be sent out and churches were planted, all of whom experienced pruning of their own. Fires ravaged our community, and those affected not only stood and declared God's sufficient grace, but they used the experience to share Jesus' love with others. In 2019, after decades of faithful service, Pastor Dennis felt called to hand over the reins to a new leader. It was then that God called Ryan Paulson as our fifth lead pastor. Transitions alone are difficult, but then COVID hit and brought with it not only discouragement and disillusionment, but also great opportunities. Looking back at our history, we see how the loss of people, of relationship, has often been the pruning. Connecting has become difficult during COVID, yet the constrictions have hopefully caused us to turn our hopes towards God. Worshiping outside or in the comfort of our home has brought about a new awareness of His presence as we feel the breeze, listen to the birds, or sip a cup of coffee. God is in the pruning. And from it, He promises abundance. For His grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. Will you pray with me? God, Your grace is sufficient. Please give me a heart that is open to being guided and pruned. Thank You for the abundance that You offer through life in Your Son. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.